Watch out, everybody. I'm ready to stimulate some breweries. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Oh, everybody's love. We're just going to be hanging out with you for an hour or two and just drinking some good beers, hopefully. And we're going to be talking about the beers we were drinking last week and some beers to look out for. And maybe this week, listeners will call us and tell us what's going on with them. We're just the perfect podcast for people who just like to hang out and drink good beer. And, go to the grocery store. That's all I do.
Turn some cans upside down.
Yeah. Turn cans upside down and go to the tap room for 5 minutes because that's our life now. Before the show, I'm Mikey. Did we say our names?
I'm the Nick.
That's Matt. He's over there.
That's Matt.
We already.
I don't remember. Yeah, but that was a whole minute ago.
Let's just do it again.
Just fool me into thinking we didn't do it yet.
Welcome to the geriatric phase of the podcast.
It's episode 390.
Who we are.
Before the show, I started with, as we tried to figure out a different way to record and ended up going the same way we always do, had a Propagator series from Firestone Walker in their mix packs. It's Citra. Turns out it's a little old. The damn 12-pack didn't have the date on the 12-pack. It was right there in front in a busy Save Mart. And I'm like, all right, this is probably fine. And then I get it home and I open it up and then the dates are on the cans. And it's from 5 months ago. I'm like, some bitch.
They had a whole year to fix that stuff. They didn't do that yet.
So I hate when 4-packs or cardboard 4-packs or 6-packs or 12-packs don't have a date on them, and you're just like, whatever, man. I guess you just got to go to the breweries. The only way to get to make sure you're getting something fresh.
I guess they don't care about us anymore.
They don't care about us anymore.
I love gold!
I just opened up one of my old Firestone Walker beers. Union Jack from Firestone Walker, the old classic, one of the older West Coast IPAs. It's got kind of a British feel. It's like West Coast British mixed with a little bit of multi Brit. And it's the one that actually held up the best in this variety pack because, I don't know, Union Jack already tastes kind of old even when it's fresh, as far as I'm concerned. So, it's the only one I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a Union Jack. But, Matt, what do you got? What are you drinking?
New Glory beer.
New Glory.
Soaked Hazy IPA.
Oh, I may have that later.
So will I.
Yeah. I don't have any listener beers this week, so I'm dipping into my limited supply of personal beers. Nick, what do you have?
I am drinking, had drank Pliny the Elder.
Oh, boring.
But this one is.
Oh, Pliny's a tailgate beer now.
Yeah. This is the first beer I've ordered through Amazon via Whole Foods.
Oh, yes.
To be delivered to the house.
Did they ask for ID?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay. I've done that as well.
Yeah. So they, first Pliny not purchased in the store, I guess.
Pliny delivered.
And, it's only a month and 4 days old, so.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Not great, but not bad.
For not being able to check the date yourself, it's acceptable.
Yeah, that's pretty risky when you have beer packaged beer delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, what's going to happen? What am I going to be stuck with? All right.
Maybe you should be able to load your Untappd ratings into your ordering profile.
Yeah, come on. Let's get it together, Amazon/Whole Foods. Let's get it, join up with Untappd. Let's get this whole thing worked out so it can better serve me.
Yeah. We got this, we got an order from Mikey Top Pour. Check his Untappd rating. Oh. Certified snob.
Get him some freshies. Oh boy. He's going to complain. One day it's going to work, right? Looking out for. One day. Maybe episode 400. This show's just one big experimental mess for my
experimental hops.
Experimental. I plan on after 400. I plan on getting my act together. Getting a real good pro show going.
We've been waiting.
Matt, what do you have this week to talk about?
yeah. California Craft Brewers Association has announced their spring virtual conference. They're currently accepting speaker proposals, so if you're in the craft beer industry, reach out to them. And the virtual conference will be held April 19th and 20th of 2021.
Can Chew Your Beer be a virtual speaker?
He can probably apply, yeah.
All right. Do it, Chew.
That's my update.
Nice. All right. Well, if Chew Your Beer or anybody show related gets, you know, is going to do some sort of presentation, please let us know and we'll pump it up. We'll all show up. The whole Perfect Pour community will show up for that one and we'll razz the person. Do you have any beers you're looking out for?
Now that I got this New Glory in front of me, nope.
Oh.
The beer of all beers.
Nick? Ah! That took a while.
I love gold!
Are you okay? Are you struggling with your strength?
I'm very weak.
Is that one of the COVID symptoms? You can't open a beer?
Yeah, I can't taste my beer either.
Uh-oh.
For some reason, I felt as if the can was going to blow up in my face.
You did a hesitation?
So I was like, this tried is going to take go it bad. Slow. So I changed my positioning to open it slower.
What do you got?
Still get it on camera. So this is 2020 Rush Hour from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company.
Ooh. I've heard of them. Oh, 20.
This is a circle variant.
Is that the one that won?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Yeah.
Matt?
You get checked. The six-pack? Can six-pack?
Yeah, so kudos to Matt. His staff is very, very cool, and they built me a super variety cool. six-pack, which they weren't supposed to be doing anymore, but they did it anyway.
Is that a secret yeah. menu kind of thing going on at Tioga, Matt?
It just sounds like he was being like, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
I did not name drop, not once.
Whoa.
I heard about that afterwards. They're like, oh my God, it was your brother. I thought it was.
Totally treated him like sure. a dick.
Yeah. So yeah, I bought the variety six pack and I bought all three coffees. So I now have beans in the morning and beers in the evening.
Nice. You gonna keep any of them for next year?
These? No.
They're all going to go.
I don't think they would be as enjoyable by this time next year.
Was there a breakfast one this year with that all the mornings? Was there all the mornings this year? No?
Not for rush day.
No. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, Circle was the winner, which was Reverent and Lana Coffee.
Yep.
That's what I'm having tonight. I've had Square and Triangle. I've also had the High Top Component Coffee, which is good, but to be fair, I think I should cold brew a batch of it and then try it with the beer to see
how
it
compares.
That's how it's done in the beer, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot coffee and cold coffee are both enjoyable, but taste completely different to me. So I think to accurately compare, I think cold brewing some of these beans would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the richest of the three, I think. The others aren't bad at all, but I kind of see why this one won. The flavor really comes through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of Square, though. I think Square would have been my choice. Rush Day was a month and a half ago. Wasn't able to make it, so I didn't get to vote originally.
A month ago?
I'm saying that.
It was a month ago.
Month ago? So yeah, I didn't get to participate in the original voting of it, which is why I'm saying had I had the chance, I would have voted for Square, but I was just able to get down there last weekend and pick all this up and try it.
Square was actually my vote as well, which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, maybe more balanced. I don't know if that's the right word, but this is probably the most powerful out of the three, so I think that maybe stood out to people.
Oh, there's a tip. If you want to get your chosen for rush day, make it throw a lot of coffee at it, make them powerful. You might get chosen.
Yeah. Give it some.
What else, Nick? Louis here, in case anyone was worried. He's here.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I was worried.
Looking for crackers.
So that's it for my culture. Was we actually got to go down and pick up beers over the weekend.
You actually did a culture thing.
I did my own culture instead of ripping off other people. So my looking out for is Bike Dog Brewing has a stout and raspberry imperial stout soon to be released.
Raspberry stout.
in a 19.2 ounce can. It's a 9.1% ABV.
You like them? Like them berry stouts, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. If I'm gonna go pastry, that's the way I'm going.
You make me go pastry. Going berry.
Going berry.
That's what you got?
That's my stuff.
That's my stuff. Well, I'd like to make an announcement. Hopefully, if in the show notes, there is a link. If I remembered and did things properly. The Discord channels are for Golden Gods only. But the Golden God said it's cool if we let regular listeners in on a channel. So I started a new channel on the Discord called Logger Line. And just because I think it's a cool sounding name. And for regular listeners that aren't Golden Gods, to get on in on the Discord, and then you can chat in there and see what the Friday night Zoom passwords are. So it look in the show notes of your podcast player or on the website, perfectpourpod.com, and the posting of the show. And look in the show notes somewhere and look for the Logger Line link. And hopefully, if things go right, if you're on Discord, you'll be able to go in on that channel. We'll see. Not making any promises, but that's the intent.
We'll see.
Some looking out. I'm just mixing my looking outs and news as things. Mm-hmm. Major looking out for me this week, which I totally meant to order this online and just never got around to it. So now it's not going to make it for Saturday. Two of the best breweries in the country when you're talking about IPAs, Virgin and Alvarado Street. They did a collab called My First Crush. You know, the Alvarado Street's My Time, My First Crush. It's a DDH IPA, and it's released today, Friday, at both locations. Doesn't seem like it's going to get the distribution, maybe, but it doesn't seem like it. So it may be a brewery-specific beer, but ordering online. Just a reminder, January 28th. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the younger release, RussianRiver.com/blog. So, just reminding you, got it. Still got some time, but get your computers ready.
Wow. What is it, F5? Does that refresh?
F5, F5, F5. Have as many computers, windows open as you can. That's the Firestone Walker Invitational pro tip is getting tickets to that. You got to have a bunch of windows open and just refresh. So apparently I feel like that's going to happen for the younger release. I guess Half Acres Daisy Cutter. Excellent pale. We've had it once or twice from listeners. I guess they changed the recipe a little bit on that. So,
ooh, and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. They said it now. They publicly said it, but I'm waiting to hear any negative feedback. But they did modify the recipe a little bit. So I'm just going to be looking out for people either complaining or praising the new Daisy Cutter.
How many are one stars because they know it changed?
This is different. One star. Well, is it better or worse? It doesn't matter. It's different.
They changed it.
Change it. Here's one you should look out for, Nick. It's from Hen House Brewing. Santa Rosa's Hen House Brewing. Speaking of Russian River, there has a new limited release called Short Range DeLorean. And it's got a DeLorean on a can with that henhouse rooster. The rooster has a, or maybe it's a hen, but it looks like a rooster to me, it's got a rooster with the Marty's quote unquote Navy vest on.
Would you jump ship?
Would you jump ship? So that one's just for the can. If you still go to the Fig Garden place over there, you might want to look out for it.
Oh boy. Nope. Are you trying to make me go buy shady beers?
No. I'm just saying I don't, nobody else has to participate in my shunning. Apparently the can, finally I'm seeing something solid as example to cans being in short supply. Bell's Brewing is putting Hop Slam back into 12-ounce bottles, long neck bottles. Ooh. Instead of cans. So look out. Here comes the bottles. Coming back.
Bombers. Bring back bombers.
Bring back bombers. I'll look out for some Hop Slam in a 12-ounce bottle. And I saw...
Do bombers fit in the hops later?
Ooh. I haven't tried, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that. I hadn't been following what the Firestone Walker's Luponic Distortion series have been doing, if it even been happening. But I saw it this week, and it's time for it to come to an end. They need to hit the reset button or something. They're getting a little
jump the shark.
Yeah, the new one now is a lime blueberry pomelo IPA.
God.
So
did they give the control board to somebody's nephew, and they're pushing buttons now.
Beep beep bop boop.
I'm a brewer.
That's great. That's great, Ralphie. I'm a brewer. Keep pushing buttons there, Ralphie.
I like candy.
I like candy. BrewDog, they have a lost lager. And it is the only carbon negative lager out there. So basically, they brewed it with the carbon negative, and they buy back the carbon credits for it. So like every beer you buy of that lost lager, they buy a tree basically, and they've gotten 286,465 trees planted because of this lost lager. That's how much people are drinking this. And I don't even see BrewDog anywhere anymore. You used to see it at grocery store. Now I don't even see it. I don't think I even saw it at Total Wine. I imagine it's there. Wow. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but can't even find BrewDog.
Oh, BrewDog.
That's how punk it is.
That's how punk it is. You can't find it.
And it's underground.
It's underground. It's underground. Underground's too mainstream. It's underground. And that's some looking out for us. I'm going to bring up another of these old Firestones.
Oh, man. Does it take more when they're old? They don't have as much potency.
I love gold!
They're easier to open up.
Yeah.
Flop frothy. This is the Mind Haze. Let me look at the date. 8/12/20. Eight. Horrible. 8/12/20. Bought this. What? It was right there, center spot. First thing you can grab in the grocery shelf. I'm like, certainly this is, who knows how old. or how long that's been sitting there.
First in, first out.
All right. Well, that's some looking out for culture. Let's see this. Hopefully we have some voicemails this week.
Wow.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two. That's a voicemail line of the Dorktown Network of shows. And you can leave us a 3 minute or less voicemail on there and get on the show, or you can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And how about let's try the voicemail line folks first? And we do have them this week. Look out.
Woo, they're back. And needed a break.
Yeah, everyone needed a break. And we're back. And we got the first voicemail in a while from...
Hey, guys! Hey, it's Florida.
Hi, Florida Steve. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He cut out.
It was Florida
Steve. It was Florida Steve. Jeez, I hope he's okay. Hope he's not in an accident. Hey, it's Florida Steve! Oh, and that's, it's still playing.
And I dropped my phone
in the toilet.
Let's see what happens here. It's still playing. There's still time left, but there's no audio from Florida Steve.
This might sound like shit.
Oh, well, we're just going to sit here and listen to Florida Steve's non-voicemail.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Out there in Eagle, Florida.
Yeah. So good.
I agree, totally. Florida Steve.
That's messed up. I shouldn't have done that
too. I'm going to laugh if all we get is a guys at the end.
Huh? Oh, come on. Come on, let's get it. Uh-huh. We've got 10 seconds left. Let's see, come on. Damn it. Guys,
and he's gone. Guys,
guys. Well, Florida, Steve, things happen. It's good for Steve to call though. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Even though he's giving us a secret to life right there,
never know. That's probably the most greatest voicemail we've ever heard.
Hey guys, so pull up this it's Paul. Uh-oh. Hey, something that's been bugging me, it's been bugging me ever since the can revolution started, but I never really gave it much credence. The fact that the cans have a plastic lining in them, right? It's not just the beer's not sitting in aluminum. There's a little like plastic lining in there. And I've always thought that, you know, alcohol is a solvent, carbonation is a solvent, and basically over time, it's just like saturating the plastics into the beer. But it wasn't until I was at Whole Foods recently in the beer section, and there's one of those like cancer warnings about that very thing. And it just made me think, wow, maybe I'm going to gravitate more towards bottles these days. So that's what I've been doing. It's not like I'm never going to drink beer out of a can again, but it just made me think that maybe just avoid plastic whenever possible. So I've been getting a lot of six packs of Drake's 1500, which is a fantastic beer. $8.99 a six pack. Hard to beat. Drink it right out of the bottle. Low ABV, so you can have two or three a night and you're fine. So, yeah. Speaking of beer in cans, Mikey, you were talking about the Moonlight Brewing. I think on a weird technicality, Moonlight still operates independently. I think what happened when Lagunitas went 50-50 with Heineken, Tony McGee infused Moonlight with a bunch of cash. It was basically like, here, because Moonlight is one of the most revered Sonoma County brewers The guy's been around forever and was just operating out of a little tiny space. And Tony was like, here, well, here's a several million dollars. So as far as I can tell, I think they're technically maybe under the Heineken umbrella somehow, but I think they operate independently. And when you buy beer from them, it is going to them. I could be wrong, but anyway, that's all I got for now. Cheers. Drink beers in bottles. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yes. Cheers. Drink beers in bottles.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah?
I was able to recover the audio from the last voicemail, so what? I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
All right, our special guest right now, Wayne Campbell, Garth Elgar, Wayne's World. All right. Yes. Talking about Wayne Stock. Very exciting. Big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a big concert at Adlai Stevenson Park. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just going to be a big party. You know, we got some great bands coming. Like Aerosmith. I just want to remind everybody that there's still plenty of tickets left. But that's no reason to wait till the last minute. Because it's just a chance for the city of Aurora to do something fun and to put the city on the map. It's a lot of work.
Oh, well, work is hard.
You're not really listening to me, are you? I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool. But you wouldn't hear it because you're a freak with a microphone. It's not even challenging anymore. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Isn't that true, sphincter boy?
What? Whoa! They're getting closer all the time. All right, good information about Wayne Stock. Very exciting. We'll be back with more right after Peak Sports. Right now, it's 16 minutes past the big hour. Is that not right?
So, yeah.
Is that me? Is that supposed to be
that
me?
That was informational. I was able to recover the audio.
Is that supposed to be me?
Are you Mr. Scream?
Steve? Yeah.
Are you Handsome Dan or Mr. Scream?
Well, probably Mr. Scream. I'm not handsome, nor a Dan.
So thank you for that information. Don't know how that's going to play out. I mean, we're still in a pandemic, but yeah.
Good luck. Yeah. Well, we owe Paul this, so hold on. God damn fucker. Never mind.
Will you call me tonight?
Gremlins. I hate gremlins. They hate me.
They
love to mess with me. Good for them.
Hey guys, Paul again. I rarely ever do this. It's a double call evening. A couple episodes back, you were talking about the year that you were born, cars. To car tangent. I think I was born arguably the best year on the planet for cars.
Okay.
1969. Ford, GM, Chevy, everything they made in 1969 was badass. Japanese cars, Toyota Corona was badass. Datsun 510, badass. Oh my God. The 1969 BMW 3.0 CSI is one of the most beautiful cars. So if I had to choose, it might be that. Look up the BMW, 1969 BMW 3.0 CSI and see if you agree. But then again, you know, the F series trucks, the C series trucks, the Corvette, the Camaro, the Mustang. I mean, come on. Like, it was just an amazing year. Fiat made some amazing cars in 1969. It really, I did actually own a 1960, years ago, I owned a 1969 VW Squareback, one of my favorite cars ever. Anyway, wow. So yeah, that's, I can't necessarily choose one, but 1969, I think, was one of the best years for cars. All right. Car tangent. Bye.
No, you can't say tangent and.
It's not how it works, Paul. Well, my first car, and a car I had a long time, was a 1969 Ford Mustang. So I can't disagree with Paul's assessment. What was the VW I was talking about? What was that VW he was talking about?
It's a Type 3.
Oh, Type 3.
It looks more like a regular car than a Volkswagen.
Yep.
It's a station wagon.
Boring.
You Americans call it a station wagon.
What do they call, what do Germans call it?
Squareback.
Squareback.
They called it a, yeah, Type 3 Squareback. Technically,
that is a Type 3 Squareback.
That's no it was term. A variant.
Oh, variant.
Technically, Volkswagen advertised the bus as their station wagon. So,
true.
There you go.
But in America.
But in America.
In America. Squareback owns you.
Yes.
Thanks, Paul. And thanks for that information on Moonlight. Because I wasn't thinking about it, and I drank one, and next I was like, bro, that's bio beer. And you're like, I'm like, ah, crap, you're right. Damn it. And I like the Moonlight Brewery. The Death and Taxes is like an all-time classic beer. And I'm going to go with Paul on that. I like Paul's assessment that it's the money's going to them. So they're just lucky that they had such a good
stimulated by Lagunitas.
Stimulated. All right. That's the traditional voicemail. Let's head into the email, the voicemails. Start it off with East of the Sierras. Back east.
Hey, guys.
What's up? This is the Fuck It Call of 2021. Sorry we haven't got back to you guys for a minute.
It's Colin and Janine. Sorry we haven't been as consistent as we'd like to be.
I know, that's true.
Yeah.
But we still love you guys. We still listen every week.
We are on vacation for Colin's birthday, and we are in Arizona.
Scottsdale is the place for beers.
We went to Rent House, Mikey, but we were only able to get beer to go.
It was closed, man.
We got a crowler.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on.
We across the street to a church parking lot and drank it there.
Yeah, we drank it in the parking lot with the
don't
pigeons.
Tell anyone.
Well, the pigeons saw us do it.
Oh, yeah, the pigeons.
I'm telling
but
that church.
It was a fantastic pale ale.
Sinners.
On the way out the door, we drank it.
Yeah, it was called like there. Arizona time or something like that.
Speaking of Arizona, we went to Arizona Wilderness. It's a
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, that was a shit.
Love
we
it.
Went there
love
yesterday
it.
For lunch.
That's super good. We had lunch there.
Great place for eating.
Yeah, we went down to Perch. I mean,
Perch is a really cool brewery.
If you guys go to Arizona, go to Perch.
It's in Chandler, so it's just south of Gilbert. They have really cool birds and really good beer and good food, too.
Lots of birds. We're talking like full-size macaws.
Oh, birds.
Like
yeah, parrots. And,
signs that make fun of you. That,
like, oh, yeah, they're like, birds. You need your finger to pick your nose, so don't stick it in my cage.
Yeah, because I'll bite it off.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny.
They'll get after your stuff, so that's cool.
Yeah, but we're at Fate again for like the fourth time.
We come here every day, apparently.
Because we just really like Fate.
Yeah, I mean, so, Fate is a... Their beers just rock. They have good shit. Like, top to bottom.
The beer and the food is good, and the waitresses are all really hot.
Like, well, what's up with that? They wear stretch pants.
Yeah, they're really hot girls. They just wear stretch pants.
Yeah. And they're college kids, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Colin says it makes him feel like a dirty old man.
It does. I did not say that.
Kind of did.
I'm kind of a dirty old man. Anyway, so cheers to Scotty B for his hilarious Untappd postings.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a competition going on right now.
I think Jim and I are in the competition to get the what is it called? A gator, neck gator.
Neck gator,
yeah. A neck gator from Lord of Steve.
So the last time I competed in one of these with you guys on the show, I did not win, and I also lost hard on the hungover factor, so I'm not participating this year.
Yeah, and Jim and I lost only by like a taster fucking pour.
Yeah, that's true. That was a pretty tight competition.
It was a pretty tight competition, so best of luck to you, Jim. And we love you guys, and we want you to keep up the good work, guys. Bye!
Arizona!
Arizona, Scottsdale!
Bitches!
You guys are so crazy, man. Crazy. What's going on in Arizona? They sound like they're inside.
What? Oh, yeah. A little too many people.
Yeah. That sound like they're calling from 2010 or something.
That sounds like an old spaghetti factory on a Thursday evening.
Yeah.
4:30.
Exactly. Well, it's good that Colin and Janine are having fun. Now I have some more places to visit when I go to Arizona and see Trent.
I just realized there's a
quarterly perfect pour to you.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just going to say, I just realized like 90% of our audience has no idea what Old Spaghetti Factory is. And I feel bad for chain. Them.
People might
know. Ours is gone, isn't it?
What?
I heard ours left.
Really? I didn't hear this.
No.
Wow. Like they packed it up?
Yeah.
It's not pandemic thing. They're just like, we're done.
The COVID is not for us.
Wow. That would be sad. That's true. Who's getting that trolley inside there?
You better go to the auction.
I want that trolley in the studio. I want a podcast from the trolley.
We need the trolley. Oh, I would podcast from the trolley.
Oh, I'd do that too.
Quarterly perfect pour to you. Be here, man. Nick and Mike, how you about doing? Good. Hey, so check it out. I'm just sipping on some good beer, homie. Almanac. Bunny Hill, Hazy IPA, not sweet, but very West Coast. So, Nick, you might want to pick this one up. So, check it out. 2020, okay. I did a lot of fill-in-the-blank contest. That was fun. This year, 2021, I'm going to flip the script, homie. The corona's still around. You're still at home, not hanging out with friends and family. So, check
unless
it out.
You're calling in G.
I'm going to make it fun, homie. So, if you're not an Untap, be an Untap. If you don't follow me on Untap, follow me. CHEWYOURBEER. Chew your beer. Plain and simple. You want to win some free beer? It's the time to follow me, homes. So, when you're enjoying some beer in these times, you really don't do it with friends and family. Unless you're Zooming. But other than that, what is the best companion when enjoying some good beer? I'm waiting. And you guys probably said the correct answer is music, that's it. Music is the best thing. Music is the best compliment for beer other than food and family, right? And friends. So check it out. For this year, for 2021, instead of fill in the blank, I'm doing Name That Tune, homes. Follow me on tap because I'm going to post beer with lyrics of music that I grew up listening to. You know how it is. You're rolling in your Ramfla. You got that nice little sound system. And the 90s were amazing, home. So I'm going to post lyrics to music that I grew up to listening to. And hopefully you did too. For the people that didn't grow up listening to rap or hip-hop or gangster rap or that underground shit, don't worry. I got you, homie. I also did listening to alternative and rock and classic. So there will be Blink-182. There will be some Aerosmith, some Led Zeppelin, some Beatles stuff out there. There'll be enough for everybody. Counting Crows, the Black Crows, Smash Mouth. Any type of music that was top 90s and later that we all grew up to listening to, you have an opportunity. If those lyrics are on my comment, then give me the artist. First person to give me the artist to those lyrics will win a beer. I figure every twice a month I'm going to do this. It works for my pocket, and I'm going to do this the whole year long. So January is almost over, so look out soon. And then just all the way till December, homie. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing for the community. And just to bring in some more joy and fun, good music, some good beer. Ice Cube, I say. So let's practice right now. Who's this? Snoop Dogg, homie. Let's go. Who's this? Do you know? I'm not going to tell
know.
You.
I don't know, actually.
That's Nas, dog.
Yeah, all right,
so
I knew
let's
that.
Continue. So that's how it's going to go. I'll put some lyrics down. You give me the artist. First person to do it is going to win. Let me turn this off. So there you go. Everybody has an opportunity. There'll be hip hop. There'll be alternative. There'll be rock. There'll be classic. There's going to be everything, homie. There'll be Spanish. If you don't corridos, some Selena, some Buki, some Tigres del Norte.
Ranchero.
You have an opportunity to win, homie. I'm across the board, going everywhere. First person to name the artist to those lyrics will win a beer. So you have an opportunity twice a month. There you go, homie. That's it. That's all I got to say. If I went over my 3 minutes, I apologize. I won't call back. But don't name that tune too. Is going live soon by the end of this week. Once this plays, it should go up by Friday night, homie. That's all I got to say, homie. Good beer, good music, and good friends. It's Chew Your Beer. Y ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Whoa. Man, Chew, that's severe. All right, Chew Your Beer's got a new contest going. Get in on the untapping. Just hang out at Chew's feed in the evenings. That's where he's at.
I just want to know if he has five on it.
Five?
No, you don't get it. Never mind.
What's it from? I want to get it.
I got five on it.
I don't know, man.
Really?
Mm-mm. If it's not on KFSR's Evening Eclectic, I don't know what it is.
Midday jazz?
See, I'm riding high. Whoa. Got a rope to see in the yards and wool. I got to buy. I got to play. Give me some rope and I might just chill. But I don't hear anyone on Roblox playing this, so I don't know it. If it's not on Roblox, I don't know it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So as it crossed the tape like ping pong, I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the bogey. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi.
Parental advisory.
Parentals. Hey, parentals advisory. Pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the real before was history. Cause we have no vacuum lungs. And if you let them in, it'll bring you hella dumb. All right, we're waiting. It's gonna be all right. We're on Spotify now. It's fine.
There you go.
I don't know everything like you do, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Really?
Yeah. Where would I hear that? Like, where would I hear that?
2005?
I don't, my Spotify would never throw that in the mix.
That's from, yeah, 25 years ago.
I don't remember it.
So,
I suck.
Where were you in 1995?
Dude, I was at a Nelson concert. Oh, wait.
Where in your 69 Mustang in 1995 were you?
I was at Allison Chains show.
Like, the $5 Taco Bell box probably was $3 back then.
No, it didn't even exist. It was only something you talked about in rumors. Like, can you imagine if Taco Bell had a $5 box of shit? $5.
So 1995, you're at the gas station, you're with your buddies. Nobody was like, I got five on it?
used to hang out at the gas station all Circle K all day.
Like $5 in 1995 would have got you. That was less than a dollar a gallon. That would have.
Oh yeah, I've been cruising for all night with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Driving through the brewery district in Fresno, California.
Where?
But it's 9:30, so I'm not picking anything up. But hey, Tioga. Hey, Zach. Hi, buildings.
Aww.
I had to come in today to pick something up and then go in person to buy a parking pass for a new coworker.
What?
Because that can't be done over the phone in a pandemic. I don't know. Anyway,
perfect.
Downtown looks really nice today. I just wanted to thank the Zoom chat folks for being entertaining. Also expanding my beer vocabulary because I learned what a crispy boy was. and also,
it's Matt.
Antenna Jim owes us a story, so I'm looking forward to hearing that in this week's voicemails. Let's see. I did want to mention Brewery District Fresno regulars, Tioga Sequoia, Zach's, and Full Circle all ship throughout California now. Mm-hmm. Probably other states too, but I know that at least for sure. And, I was in Clovis the other day for some reason and ended up stopping by BevMo to get my beer for the Get It. And I don't know, I'm kind of disappointed. Finally, my friend Tuck had a really funny statement about craft beer that I thought I'd pass along. He does not like it. And he said, craft beer is like fancy artwork filled with sourdough bread water. So, yeah.
That's a description. Aw, thank you.
Wow, she did the Irish accent.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Hey, you know where Courtney's at? Oh, I saw her around here. She didn't leave, did she? Oh, no, she's around here. I saw her. She was here a few minutes ago.
This is something that I can formally complain about.
All right.
She is right. If you need a parking pass or a reloadable parking card, you can't buy that on the street side. Have to go into City Hall, not in the lobby. You have to go floors up in City Hall to buy a parking pass or buy a card that you can reload. It blows my mind. Now we have Park Mobile, so you can pay for meters with your cell phone. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you would think that if you're like, oh, I want to buy a parking pass, you can do it online. Nope. How about I have their specialty debit card? Maybe there's like a kiosk on the street side that I could reload it, even though it's slightly inconvenient. Nope. You can't do that.
Yeah.
There's like one of two places that you can go in and buy a card and reload it. It's mind boggling to me. It's like, I would like, as like a small business, not owner, but as somebody that runs a small business, I would gladly put one of those kiosks in the vicinity of my small business to just say, that's fine. If people just want the convenience of being able to reload a specialty card for parking meters, let them do it. And that's not a luxury that we can have.
Are you listening, City of Fresno?
Yeah. Also, the second floor is the best floor for number two. ever in a pinch.
Oh, yeah. Get bathroom there.
What are the bathrooms like in the Turtle Cafe?
Oh, no, you don't want to be on ground floor. Yeah, no, second floor is where you want to do your business.
I'm going to go file number two on number two.
I'll concur that.
First floor is commoners, and third floor is all, you know, building and planning. So there's contractors there. You know, you don't want to deal with that mess.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. Second floor is nice and quiet.
You just want to go, the higher you can go in a building, the better. That's what I do for jury duty, you know.
Oh, no, I'm going up.
Yeah. You don't want to go on the same floor as jury duty that you're in. You want to get some space between you.
You want to duty your jury somewhere else.
You want to go over to the hall records. That's what you want
to do. Oh. That's a cool building, by the way.
Very cool.
More loading.
Loading.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer.
Yeah, I know this guy.
I am your hockey host, season's begun.
And I think this is my first show of 2021. Mm-hmm. Everything's better, right? The world's perfect.
It's perfect.
Nothing crazy's happening.
Nope.
Anyhow.
What?
I did have my fuck 2020 beer.
What?
A couple days ago. A little late on it, but I had it. And it was really good. Hasn't helped anything. Did get to go to some cool breweries this weekend. Got out after 2 weeks at home. Out of precautions. I did hit up a new brewery.
What?
In Berlin, Connecticut. Coles Road Brewing. I have bought beer there before, but finally got to go into their tap room that recently opened during COVID. And yeah, it was a great tap room. Beer was really good. They were only doing like 6 ounce pours, so I could only try like 5 of their 20 beers without being really irresponsible.
What?
Yeah, so they were really cool. And then swung out to a local brewery, Illicit Brewing, did a couple flights out there. And the next day, I hit another brewery. I had never been in their tap room, had been outside and drinking Hops on the Hill.
What?
And did some flights there and stuff. So definitely had a cool weekend drinking out some beers. You can go check all those out on Untappd. Other than those, I had a really good bourbon barrel aged stout from Thomas Hooker, Brewer's Cut, which I really recommend. That was a great sipping beer. And currently I am drinking a Trillium beer, Allegro. That's me dropping the can. Luckily, there's nothing in it.
Fuck that, man.
Really super hoppy double IPA at 8%. Makes me wonder what the max leg room is going to kick in at, that the other can I have. But cheers to Trillium on that. Just finished a South of 11 double IPA, too, from Hoofhearted Brewing. Love that name. So, but cheers out to everyone in the Zooms Friday night. I know we have kicked off the 2021 challenge of unique beer drinking. And I think I've caused quite a ruckus with it. So right now, the leader, today is what, the 13th of January. The leader in the unique beer challenge for 2021 is Junior, Beer Wobbler, with 84 unique so far.
Jesus,
followed
Junior.
Followed by Radar with 63. Colin with 60. Janine with 55. Dopey.
They're doing tasters.
And then me with 44. So that's my little rundown of my unique challenge for the year. I'll try to call in and give some updates throughout the year. But if you want to check out the spreadsheet, the crazy spreadsheet, hit me up on something. And I'll give you the link. But yeah, guys, as always, happy 21. Happy 2021.
Happy 2021.
Everything's better. Then be safe, guys. Wear your mask. Social distance. Yeah. That's the bottom of the keg. Because the Sky 91 drank it.
Wrestling with beer. Good to hear. Thanks, Scotty 91. We've got one more voicemail. They got, there's all kinds of things going on with the Friday night Zoom and Untapped and contests. That's separate from Choose contest is the unique. There's a contest for who's the leader in uniques there. Unique check.
You know, if it was just drink beer during the month, got it.
you're in the mix.
It's like if you have to go out and find new beers, it's like that's a lot of effort.
Yeah, especially now. Next to impossible. Just waiting for 2022.
Hey, Perfect Pour, it's Wazoo Corvette. Mikey, we need to have a little conversation. Uh-oh. So you step over here.
Right. And, yeah, okay.
That's, you know,
these are never good.
Since January is kind of dry January for me, and you know, I went a few days and I was starting to have the real urge to have a hoppy beverage. Well, I went over to Total Wine and looked at kind of the non-alcoholic area, and I am sorry I kind of stepped out on you. I you know, took advantage of a situation. I was weak in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I happened to purchase Lagunitas Hoppy Refresher.
Oh my God.
And the Lagunitas IPNA. I am sorry to say, but that Hoppy Refresher is really, really good for a hop water. It smells like a fresh bag of hops, and it tastes like, I don't know, tropical gummy bear hopped. It's just really good, and the IPNA is okay. It's drinkable, but you know, I just have to apologize for my transgressions here and stepping out on craft beer, and I will make sure that I wash my mouth out with another craft beer as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, well, right now I'm having a non-alcoholic hazy IPA called Weird Weather from a little brewer called McKellar. I picked it up at the BevMo. I'm actually going to pour it right now. I hope that that's able to get you back or get me back into your good graces. I do apologize for stepping out and enjoying it so much. Anyway, keep up the good work. Bye. Sacramento.
Whoa. Ooh, he's put some flair on it.
Wazoo, you're going to have to do 3 Hail Marys. And you're going to have to show up. I want you in church on Sunday.
Congrats to Sacramento, though. They can now do outdoor dining again.
Oh, good for them.
They're off the ICU's temporary shutdown lock list, whatever you want to call it.
Good.
Watch, lock, mm-hmm. Shutdown.
One day we will be. Everybody stay home for a little while, man, so we can go out and party later. I think I remember going out to breweries vaguely.
Yeah.
A little bit. Thanks to everyone that called to the show. Actually got voicemails. Appreciate it. Untap. We talk about Untap all the time. Untap, untap this, untap that. Badge, badge, badge. Where's the Perfect Pour badge on Untap? Damn it.
Yeah. How much do we got to pay for that?
Yeah. We'll do it. We'll use all that Golden God kizaiish.
I'll give you $10.
Give me that badge. Let's see. What was I drinking this week? Well, I had a bad week, man. So,
yeah,
I had on the weekend. I'm like, all right, it was a morning. I wanted to get my shit done early and be done with things. So I'm like,
you started drinking.
So like, let me get drinking here and I'll get some stuff done.
That's a very long beer title. I don't remember that one.
Oh, you remember that one? It was good. It was a good beer. No, so I'm like, Well, you know, I've gone to Tioga, I've gone to Zach's fairly recently. Not that I can't go down there again, but I'm like, should I go down there? I'm like, no, I should change it up. Maybe I'll go to Pine and Palm. But Pine and Palm wasn't open yet. So what? I'm like, I'll go to Total Wine. I haven't been there in a while. And Firestone, all the black IPAs are getting released, and I got to get in on these black IPAs, and maybe Total Wine will have them, because, you know, because the Stone specialty stuff, you just can't find it very much anymore. So, and sometimes someone has it. So I'm like, all right, I'll go to Total Wine. It was a shit show there, man. Total Wine's just like dead as fuck. Right. I don't know if it's because of the pandemic or what, but like, it's just all a bunch of junk I've already seen everywhere else. I'm just like,
this is so enjoy buys.
Boring. I didn't even see an enjoy buy. There might have been, but I don't know. It was like the Halloween enjoy buy or something. No, I think there was the New Year's enjoy buy, but it was after New Year, so I don't care anymore.
Old.
Boring. I just walked around the beer department. Down. Boring. And by the way, classic Total Wine style, I walked through the hard liquor wine section, and there was like two different people going, "Hi, can I help you? Can I help you?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." I'm in the beer section, and it's just ghost fucking town. You know, like,
yeah,
it's just
employees smoking.
Yeah, like, oh, whoa, shh, 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 somebody's coming. Hi, guys. Oh, hello. So, yeah, I'm just like, man, I don't think I'm going to Total Wine for a while, man. I got the producer beer because she likes the Rogue Hazelnut, and you can't find that anymore except for Total Wine and BevMo. So I got that. But I'm just like not finding anything I give a shit about. And one of them, and I'm just like, well, everyone's doing this dry January stuff. I finally got the hop water, the H2O hop water. I'm like, I've been wanting to try this for like years. I'm just going to get, like, I can't find any good beer here. So I'm just going to throw this in there. And I don't like sparkling water. I don't know what it is about sparkling water, but I just don't dig it. Even though I love soda, but for some reason I don't like sparkling water. I can't explain it. It just
is it a lack of sugar?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, wait, this doesn't have any sugar. What the hell's this? So I had that hop water, and that hop water is actually really good, except for the sparkling water side. Like, I was like, I'm digging this. Like, if I like sparkling water, that hop water would be really, I'm like, it'd be a perfect day drink, day thing of just like.
So are you saying an unsparkled water hopped would be okay?
Yes. I'd be down with that. I think that would be good.
So flat
water hopped. Hopped flat water. I'm in. Somebody all make right. that. Or if there's something like that, somebody let me know. I saw the tea stuff. I know Matt likes the tea. I can't stand tea flavor. So I'm just like, dang it.
Good booch.
Can't do it.
If you get the hoppy tea, it's okay.
Yeah. But there's going to be tea flavor, so.
No, if it's the hoppy one. You don't taste the tea.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I have friends that have confirmed that they're like, I can no longer drink this. It is too close. So.
All right. So I had bad luck there at the Total Wine. I wasted. I'm just like, damn it. This is my weekend. I've just got no real beer. So then the week started, and I went to the grocery store, and there's nothing really exciting, and I'm just like, I'm just going to get a variety pack. And I got the Firestone Walker variety pack, and it didn't have a date on the package, and then it turns out everything was like 4 months old and shit. So I was just like, damn, I'm just stuck with this old beer now. So it's just a terrible week. So the only thing that saved it was I got the New Glory soaked hazy IPA, which I'm having now. And that's it's basically the only decent beer I've had all week. It's very, very depressing. The whole thing's very depressing. I even had that Sierra Nevada, the big little thing. IPA.
Oh, yeah.
The Imperial. Yeah, I wasn't all in on that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pass.
Bummer.
What about you guys? Nick, what the Nick 80 on a tap?
My uniques this week have just been the Rush Hour variants.
Yep. What about you, ma'am?
Yes.
I went to Spokeasy. They put out a new t-shirt, and that's a good way to get me
merch. You're like, let's get Matt back in here. Let's just throw together some sort of merch. He'll come in.
They have a pizza inspired grilled panini sandwich called the Pal Zone.
Hey, it's the Pal Zone. Hey, come here, Pal Zone.
Yeah. And I picked up a couple beers with that. They had the Side Hustle Hazy IPA from Almanac Beer Company, not Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
They don't want to be known as a brewing company. They want to be known as a beer company.
And then probably the most perfect beer from them. Well, I picked up from them, but from a brewery that we all know and cherish. They had 12-ounce cans of The Butcher from Society Brewing Company.
Whoa.
And that was every bit of what I needed out of a stout. And it was what I remember, just everything. It checked all the boxes. And if you guys haven't, you should pick up a Butcher from Spokeasy.
Spokeasy. Wow. That was one of the things I was regretting after my Total Wine trip later in the day. And I was like, I think maybe I saw something from Matt, or maybe I saw Spokeasy. I'm like, damn it. Should have just gone to Spokeasy. I'm like buying beer like a fucking commoner. Going to Total Wine in the grocery store.
I also picked up a There Does Not Exist Return to Earth Oatmeal Stout, which for it being only 5% was very good.
Okay.
It's if you like Black Butte, you will like that. I will say that.
I'm in.
Those are my uniques.
Uniquers. That's what we're drinking.
I didn't take photos, so they don't count.
Oh, don't count. That's right. You don't get in your contest. Matt is zero on the contest. Take photos. The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87 in Dorktown on Untappd. It's my number one app to go to when I don't feel like doing anything. Doing, you know, no pomp and circumstance as far as apps go, where you're just like, this is what I'm drinking. Hey man, what's going on, guys? That's why I like
Untappd. Hey guys, what's up?
Hey guys. Well. Join this New Glory Soaked in the brand new label refresh can. Got a Fig Tree Liquor. I haven't been in Fig Tree Liquor in forever.
Yeah. That's different.
Different.
Show, and we're giving out some cheese. Cheese.
Big cheers to a returning Golden God. I believe he's returning. Tony Bags has rejoined the ranks of the Golden Gods and is a slash new subscriber to our Patreon. So thank you, Tony Bags, for coming back and giving us the money. Patreon.com/perfect4 if you want to check that out. There's also a link in the show notes. But thank you, Tony Bags. Really appreciate it. And thank you all, to all our Golden Gods. And you enable us to pay all our bills and buy us some beer as well. So that's what it's there for. And you guys provide it for us. And we're thankful. You guys are awesome. We appreciate the whole community around the Perfect Pour is why we're still here, while we're inching our way to episode 400. We're really close. We're at 390. 400's coming, guys. A couple months away.
Yeah.
So you know. Prepare. Mentally prepare. So you know. I have an idea. I'll talk about it with the brothers off air, but
I hate it.
I don't, you might. I think both of you might hate it, but I think I'm kind of really getting warmed to the idea, but we'll see. 400. It's coming. I'm warming. Also, cheers to Jay, Javier, Bubba Dog, Cortno, you heard earlier, Chew Your Bear, Marcus from the Pint Stuff, Bobby D, and Steve Doors, and everybody that talks about the Perfect Pour amongst their peoples, whether at social media or live and in person. Not that we see anyone live and in person anymore, but once we do, that's the first thing you do when when you're able to go out, you get the vaccination and you're able to go out and amongst people again. Yeah. First thing you do is like, hey, man, you listen to Perfect Pour? That's all I want you doing. So, Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to the Zex of the Zex Brewing.
Oh.
They're hanging in there.
All right. They're still there.
It's tough times, but.
I know.
Yeah, they're still there. Boy,
man. Keep it up. We're getting there, man.
Listening to the old podcast.
Dr. Fauci says the fall. We just got to get to the fall, and we might be kind of okay by the fall.
Great. Wonderful. Looking forward to it. And cheers to infinite.pours on Instagram. They've been popping up in my feed lately, watching all the beers they're drinking. So that's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
They're drinking all the cool beers.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they're from?
Ventura, California.
Oh. Ventura. They probably know the Garage Boys.
Yeah. Probably.
You're like, oh, yeah. We know the Garage Boys over here in Ventura.
Yeah, we don't slum it in Riverside.
Matt, if you're there, it's so dark at Matt's place.
I'm here in the Matt's studio. The automatic lights have turned off. So that's,
you're not moving.
How late we're recording.
You're not moving around enough. You got to move around. Don't you hate it when you're in a
wave your hand.
When you're in a bathroom with those automatic lights and you're in the stall and you've been in there so long that they turn off? You're just in the dark.
It's not the same kind. there's a Instagram profile that's following me. It's all, can I drink beer or can I drink it? Yes, I can.
Is that the whole name? Can I drink it? Yes, I can.
Can I drink it? Yes, I can. And mutual friends are Al Green, Mikey Top Pour, the Nick 80, Tony Bag, Scotty 91, T Moz, and Fire Ants. So,
those are all good people, except for that Mikey guy.
Yeah,
I didn't know I'd follow that.
In one of the posts, well, the first one, Fontucky was the location that they.
Oh, sounds like a garage boy.
So, creative name. It's a question and an answer all in one. Can I drink it? Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. So, in his name, he's talking to himself.
And yes, you both do. So, yep, there you go.
There you go.
No, we don't. Can't prove it.
Can't prove nothing.
Literally, it says mutual, and you're both listed.
it's fake Instagram, news. Buddy. It's law.
I mean, Mikey has like 10 Instagrams, so maybe he forgets, yeah. but you only have one. So,
yeah, come yeah. on, man. You only have one.
Am I amateur and do I need like six more?
I got too many. Yeah. Yeah, I got too many damn Instagrams. My Dorktown Instagram forever says there's a message, but there is no message. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
So like it just digs at my OCD, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
Like it just says message. I'm just like, I want to get rid of this message. And I go over there. There's no message. And it just will forever say message. I might have to delete the Dorktown Instagram just so I cannot see that there's a message.
Just keep scrolling.
Just the keep red. Scrolling, man. Just keep scrolling to the fall. We're going to all make it.
No. Keep scrolling in messages. Eventually, you'll find it. There's something like
there's something so buried long way back there. All right. I'll try that. See if it works. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to The Perfect Boar. We appreciate you, especially hanging out to the final end here. And make sure to go on the Friday night Zoom. Look for the show notes. There might be a link to the new Discord channel, and you can get in on the Zoom, or if you can message somebody, us or anybody else that you think's in on those Friday night Zooms. It's a big party, the listener party on Friday nights. They don't even need us there. It's fine when we show up, but there's like, oh yeah, whatever, bro. You're here, you're not here. We don't care. We're going to party anyway. So it's fun. Perfect Boar Pod is the website. Perfect Boar. Yeah, there you go. And Perfect Boar Pod on social media. If you don't read my Substack, it's what is it? drinkingandthinking.substack.com. Make sure to check out Matt over at Tiger Sequoia. And make sure to check out Nick Cruising Blackstone.
That's right.
See you later, bros. Bros and ladies. You've been listening to The Perfect Boar. I was waiting for the... Oh. What happened?